let's get started this evening. This is EOSS, Edge of Space Sciences. Friday night pre-flight net for the EOSS 121. We'll be flying for Colorado University Space Grant Consortium, the DemoSats. Looks like we'll have at least two rovers on the string tomorrow morning, as well as one other DemoSat that's supposed to be like opening up or something crazy like that. This is M0 MTM. Is there emergency traffic tonight before we start the net? Let's start the net with check-ins. Please call M0 MTM.
It's K0 ANI.
This is KC0VG.
This is W0CBH.
This is WG0E, mobile.
This is WA0GH.
KB0YRZ.
This is KB0TVJ.
N0LT.
KC0UUL.
N0KKZ.
Well, everybody's well behaved tonight. Let's see, you go down the roster here, K0ANI, KC0VJE, W0CBH, WG0E, WA0GEH, welcome back, Marty, KB0YRZ, KB0TVJ, N0LP, Nick, KC0UUO, and N0KKZ. Any other check-ins tonight for the EOSS pre-flight net?
K0YG.
Sir, Sierra India with traffic.
K0YG.
W0AKO.
KC0CIE.
I got Mark K0YG. Good evening, W5VSI. That sounded a lot better, Mike. We'll keep it right there. And these last two, I need to make sure I got them right. I got Whiskey Zero Alpha Kilo Oscar. Is that correct?
That is correct. Name's Adam. Just a guest listening in tonight. Thank you.
Well, thanks for checking in, Adam, and look forward to having you come out sometime. And last one, Kilo Charlie Zero Charlie India Echo. Is that correct?
No, KC0ZIE. This is Darren.
Gotcha, Darren. ZIE, thanks. Okay, one last call before we start working on tomorrow morning's plans. Please check in to the EOSS net.
KB0QQW, Chris down at Union Station.
N0NDM, Larry Aurora.
Okay, got KB0QQW playing with trains and N0NDM. Good evening, Larry. Well, let's run up to our esteemed president and see how your signal is. Mike, W5VSI.
Yes, W5VSI. This machine doesn't cover the foothills too good. I'm running 50 watts into a gain antenna from the mobile. How copy?
Good.
Okay, USS 121, 121st flight coming up here. Going to launch tomorrow, 0730, out of greater downtown Deer Trail, actually the ballpark at the Deer Trail School tomorrow morning, 0730. And this flight is going to be one single 3,000 gram with a 10-foot parachute. We're going to have a CWDF beacon and 147.555 and our APRS module, AE0SS-11, with a digipeter alias of EOSS on 144.34. Pretty much the same flight string as last time, but this time we're going to be flying for the Colorado Space Grant Consortium, and we're going to have six payloads on this one. We're going to have six Apollo spacecraft demo sats that are prepared by colleges all over Colorado. Two of those are going to be rover sats, so watch your step out there at the recovery site because there are going to be some little machines wandering around. Hopefully this time that'll work. And one of the demo sats is also going to open up, but it doesn't have a rover in it. For Larry and Zero NDM, that's a total student payload load of 19.0 pounds for a gross weight for the helium to lift to 32.2, and you need to fill the sandbag with 30.4 to get 15% excess lift, which should give us around 1,000 feet a minute rate of ascent. Copy, Larry?
QSL, we're already set with the sandbags. And Zero NDM.
Well, that's great. Well, I got a couple messages here from Chris Kidd, our director of Colorado Space Grant. First off, the students from this flight have been invited to head on out tonight, or tomorrow night, to Kennedy Space Center to witness the next shuttle launch. And on top of that, they've also been invited to present the results of their experiments on this flight to the director of NASA, Mr. Mike Gribbins. So that's a real honor for these students. Effectively, they're going to have to head straight to DIA after recovery. So they haven't had, they're not going to be bringing any four-wheel drive vehicles. Accordingly, they will be heading out on paved roads as close as they can get to the recovery site, but they're going to need a lift into recovery with any vehicles that happen to be available. So those of you who are going out to recovery, hang around and pick up as many students as you can before you get on the dirt roads. And it's going to be muddy tomorrow. So that's one item there. Next item is there's not going to be any campers. I don't know if Russ TVJ checked in, but the campers decided to avoid the rain tonight since that's what was being forecast. Students had planned to arrive at the territorial launch site at 0630, but this time we don't have the donut caterer. They've decided not to support the summer flights anymore. Or, I'm sorry, the bagel caterer. So Chris is just bringing donuts and milk. So. No coffee, unfortunately. About all I got left is it may be muddy out there at the launch site and at the recovery, so take it easy. The roads can be real sticky. W5VSI back to it.
Thank you, Mike. This is N0MPM with the EOSS preflight net. I got visions of sliding sideways down the road. We'll see how it goes. Let's see if Russ has any update on weather. KB0TVJ, Russ?
This is KB0TVJ. As Mike said, it will probably be wet and there may be rain tonight. The surface winds tomorrow shouldn't be bad. I think it's only 12 miles, the landing is, I believe it's 16 miles away from the launch site to the east. I ran that by Michelle today, and she said it looks fine to her. And I've also checked, and the NOTAM was issued and has been active all day. I will call out to Beer Trail and tell them that the students will not be there. That's all I have. KP0TPJ.
Thank you, Russ. Appreciate the information. Let's go to Rick, N0KKZ.
N0KKZ here. Let's see. Well, the current prediction as of 5:15, and I actually just redid it a few seconds ago, is in grid, the touchdown is estimated at the 37.8, 41.5. That's a bearing of 64 degrees true and a range of 24 statute miles from the launch site. And basically, it's a couple of miles, let's see what the scale is. It's about 2 miles northwest of Last Chance, Colorado, which has a significance to this flight, which Mike will tell you about in a second. The surface conditions are forecast tomorrow pretty nicely, as far as wind. It's 5 miles an hour at 6 a.m., 7 miles an hour at 9 a.m., so you should have no problem getting the balloon into the air. And there's a slight chance of precip all night long, but starting at 9 o'clock, it goes to partly cloudy. So I guess the slight chance of precip could continue on from 6 a.m. until 9 a.m., so better watch out for that. And 0KKZ, all that stuff is posted up on the website, and I'm taking notes, so anything new that shows up will be posted up there also. And 0KKZ, back to Matt.
Okay, Mike or Russ, do we have a time that we need to be back on the deck this time?
KP0TVJ.
Must have that info, go.
Go ahead, Russ.
We should for sure be back on the ground by 10:30, but they would much rather we were back on the ground by 10. But we should have no problem if we launch at 7:30.
Great. That's a little bit of a better window than some of the restrictions we've had in the past. I assume, Larry, K0ANI, you will be shepherding around the students?
That's affirmed. It's K0ANI.
Okay, we always appreciate that. We'll look forward to seeing you at the touchdown. Well, where am I? Nick, N0LP, you all ready to go?
Roger, roger. Car's packed. All I got to do is put the clipboard in that I have on my lap. But here's a little grid test for you guys to make sure it's set up properly. Mike will give you a grid in a few minutes. The test is as follows. If you enter 40 degrees north, 15 minutes, 103 degrees west, 15 minutes. The answer should be 58.75. 40 in 15 minutes, 103 in 15 minutes, 58.75. Any fills?
Not heard. Thanks, Mike. Back to you. N0LP. Okay, looking forward to the voice of ground control tomorrow. Always look forward to that, Nick. And speaking of grids, I think that's probably me. We need to set our grid at the Last Chance, and the grid will be 40, 40. I set that because I can remember it. Last Chance, 40, 40. And I think now we'll probably double check on our trackers and see, make sure I got everybody right here. N0MPM and WG0E will be Alpha. KC0UUO. Rob, are you still planning to track?
Roger, roger. Got all done putting everything in the truck, and I will have one rider, Kilo Juliet.
Roger, you will be Bravo. KC0UUO with KJ. KC0VJE, Lewis.
Yep, I'll be there tomorrow.
Great, Lewis, always like having you out there. You will be Charlie tomorrow. KP0YRZ, Chris.
Yeah, I'll be there.
And you will be Delta. Okay, now we've got the bus of trackers. Starting off with Glenn, WB0DKT with KC0ZIE. And KC6HXM and WB6KDF. Is that all correct, Glenn?
Affirmative. Here's WB0DKT.
Excellent. It's good to have the tracker bus back out there. And you will be Echo, by the way. A copy.
Copy, Echo.
November 0. November Delta Mike will be riding with W0CBH, Larry and Benji. Larry, you'll be Foxtrot.
QSL.
And Chris and Caleb, I'm not sure who's driving tomorrow, KB0QQW, will be Golf. KB0, QQW.
Who is at the train station? Maybe he's not back there right now.
Okay, well, for everybody else, Chris 2 will be golf. And Marty, WA0, GEH, hotel.
We'll be up there, and thanks for taking on this awesome responsibility. It's WA0, GEH.
And ground, AE0, SS, Nick, you'll be ground.
I got it, sir. Thanks, N0LP.
Any other trackers tomorrow morning?
KP0TVJ.
Oh, there you are, Russ. You want to come on out with us?
No, I won't. I'll be at the ground station, but I just talked to Sandy out at Deer Trail, and she said it's dry. They haven't had any rain, and it's nice right now. I did tell her that we would arrive at 5:30 tomorrow morning and that the students would not be there for this evening. KP0TVJ, back to net.
LP. Go ahead, LP.
Hey, Russ, could you tell her 5 o'clock? We got to put the tent up tomorrow.
Okay, I'll call her back and tell her we'll be there at 5. Is that right?
Roger, roger. Thanks, Russ. N0LP.
KP0TVJ.
Okay, thanks, Russ, for being in contact. Okay, I think one last situation here that I have not planned, I'm sorry I've fallen down on the job, is does anybody put together the breakfast plan?
KB0QQW.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I apologize about earlier. I was recommending that same place that was seen last time we were out there, that's right now, that is, what is that tower? KB0QQW.
Well, I'll try that again. You faded right out there, right when you said the restaurant.
Truck stop at Tower, KB0QQW.
Okay, and who remembers what time we need to be there for a 7:30 launch?
My guess is about 4:30 or 5, KB0QQW.
N0NDM for a correction.
Yeah, go ahead. 4:30 was way too early.
Yeah, it's at Airport Boulevard and I-70, not Tower. Airport Boulevard and I-70, southwest corner. N0NDM.
Okay, I'm guessing for, well, Marty, help me out here. I'm kind of spacing out. I was thinking maybe about a 6 a.m. or a 5:30 a.m. breakfast.
You know, that usually works out nice. 5:30 for breakfast. People take about 45 minutes to eat. And generally on the road by 6:30 and should be in position at 7:30. What do you think?
That works good for me. Any other comments on breakfast?
You want
Rob?
Yeah, sorry, my APRS beaconed at the same time they said where the location was. Is this at the McDonald's or at the truck stop?
Well, I think we're going back to the truck stop on Airport Road in I-70.
Okay, thank you. KC0E, Evo, back to that.
WB0DKT.
Go ahead, Glenn.
Yeah, I suspect my crew would enjoy seeing another launch, so I assume the group is going from breakfast to the to not watch the launch. Is that correct?
Yeah, most of us will probably head out right to the prediction area, but if you want to go watch the launch, that's fine.
Okay, well, maybe we should start breakfast a little earlier then.
Well, maybe you should start breakfast earlier. Most of us will be there at 5:30.
That's what I meant. It was we with a little W, not we with a big W.
Okay, yeah, Glenn. Go ahead and make your plans as you'd like. We've got plenty of trackers, and we've got plenty of time to get out there.
Base with info.
Go ahead, Benji.
It's sort of related. Nick and people associated with the students, the latest, I went to the NASA website, and the latest launch date is the 8th at 6:30 in Eastern Daylight Time in the morning. So if they're going to go back right away, they're going to have to stay in the hotel for a couple of days before they actually launch. I think at one time they were going to go Sunday or Monday. So now they're, let's see, I think they're up to Tuesday or Wednesday right now.
Yeah, Wednesday evening, I believe, is the last I saw. Thanks, Benji. Okay, well, I'll be on the air, starting off on the 146.64 local repeater, and after breakfast, we'll start moving over to the 70 centimeter repeater. Is there any other traffic for the night tonight?
And zero KKZ.
Rick?
And somebody doubled with you, Mike. Everything we've covered on the net is on the webpage. But sometime around 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, I'll update the prediction and have updated APRS tracks and UIQ position models. And I also updated the webpage to show the Flying J truck stop, and there's a button you can press for maps to that location if you're unsure of where it is. It's your first time. So new predictions early in the morning before you guys get up and go. M0KKZ.
Thank you, Rick. We look forward to working with you tomorrow with your excellent predictions. Is there any other information or traffic for the night tonight?
LP.
Go ahead, Nick.
Mike, are we on 449-450 tomorrow?
That's affirmative. 449-450.
Thank you, sir. And through LP.
And 146-55 Simplex, launch and recovery.
That's affirmative also.
And Mike, just FYI, I will also try to be mobile ligating as well on this flight.
Okay, well, that'll be interesting. We'll see how that works out. I look forward to hearing about that after after touchdown. Is there any other traffic for that time?
W0CBH.
Benji?
Need to talk to Nick in 0LP.
Go ahead.
Nick, have you pushed out an update to anything that we were having trouble with since the GPSL or anything like that?
No problem since GPSL, Benji. Everybody who's up tonight's got a GPSL version. Thanks for checking, though. N0LP.
Well, I was thinking about Larry. He wasn't there, so okay, if he's got one, that's great.
Larry's got one, so is Rob.
Okay, thank you. W0CBH.
N0LP would like to talk to Rob.
Go ahead.
Rob, are you going to come past the launch site so we can grab an early morning prediction?
Yeah, I plan on swinging by the launch site with KJ. I'll make it to breakfast, maybe just a little bit earlier, and then head out to the launch site, and we can do the thumb drive prediction thing. Also, could you re-email me the new file? I don't think I got one. At least I'm not sure. I've had so many emails lately, I don't even know.
Okay, I pushed one out for you recently, but I'll do it again right now. Enter OLP, thanks, Mike.
And I need one too, Nick, please. I need one too. I uploaded the Windows updates and now it won't even open.
Okay, Ben, I'll send both of you one right now.
Thank you.
I'm not sure if I was included in that, Nick. I never got one.
Okay, there's three coming out.
All right, thanks. KB0YZ.
Okay, Benji, Nick, you want to clear?
W0CBH clear.
And there, I'll be clear.
Thanks, sirs. Any other information or traffic for the net? Well, if not, we're looking forward to a safe and successful flight tomorrow. For the trackers, most of us will be at breakfast at 0530 at the truck stop. So look forward to seeing you up there, and we'll assign locations and plans from there. I'd like to thank the CRA for the repeater system tonight, and with that, we'll do one last check for information for the net, and we'll close it up. This is N0 MPM closing off the EOSS preflight net. And for everybody that can make it out to last chance for a 7:30, or not last chance, Deer Trail for a 7:30 launch, please do so, and look forward to meeting some new people. This is N0 MPM clear.